Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today, not once but twice, police are so recklessly driving on the highways that the nanny that we have that comes 3 days a week, because my wife homeschools the children and needs help sometimes, the police just pulled out in front of cars. When people see police, they just begin slamming on their brakes. So someone ran into the back of her. We had to deal with that. And she was crying when she called us, and I had to drive out there onto 71 by 290. And then on my way to work on 290, a motorcycle cop under the First Street Bridge in Austin is radar gunning people, 70-mile-an-hour speed limit. And I looked down. I was going 70, had it on cruise control. But I wondered why he pulled out right behind me, got right up on my tail, and then shot around me at about 100 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour, down behind this woman. So fast, you couldn't know what was going on. He's pointing, pull over to the left, to the median. That's where they like to pull you over on 290. And she doesn't immediately do it, so he gyrates and guns it over, and cars swerve and almost hit each other and almost slam into me. Everyone's slamming their brakes on so he can tell her, get over. And obviously, I couldn't grab my cell phone and shoot video while this is happening. I'm going to put a dash cam in my car, but still, that would have been dangerous to even reach up and hit that. I mean, just reckless driving, police just everywhere. I mean, it's like road warrior. It is like absolute road warrior. I mean, I mean literally, and I see this all the time, but not twice in a row. Not twice in a row. And, man, I was like, man, that cop's like, right up on my tail and right on me. And I'm like, why is he sitting there? And then, I'm over, and then zooming up, and then, get over. And then she doesn't get over, so he gets over. That needs to, the tapes on that need to be pulled. That was at 10, roughly, this morning on 290 under the First Street Bridge is where that started. And, of course, the cops, will, if they even review it, will go, good job, Bob. You scared the hell out of them slaves. How many cops do I know and do I see in the news, though, that lose their kids to cop-caused accidents? Hey, cops, your kids are all going to get killed by cops. That's how God works. He'll just take the protection away. Your kids are going to end up getting paralyzed or dead. And I'm sad about that. Go ahead and drive as reckless as you want and laugh about it. It's like in Miami when this woman has a sign about the First Amendment at a protest and they shoot her with rubber bullets, knocking her eyeball partially out. And then it shows them at the briefing after the police chief going, or the deputy chief going, good job shooting that woman in the face with a sign. The New World Order is going to drag you to hell. So go ahead and enjoy it all you want. And again, I'm not anti-police. I'm anti-North Korean police, Mexican police, corrupt police. And there is a twisting of the police going on in this country massively. And I mean, it's dangerous coming to work in the morning with the police. It is, and it's dangerous to them, too. And I'm just tired of dodging the police all day. But you had a victory, had a big wreck, big pileup on, it was 290, and then again on 290. I'm saying 71, that's right by it. Okay, I'm done talking about that until later when I bring up the story again to tie it into basically you reap what you sow, but I think I already did that. The big news here today is obviously up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Report U.S. attack on Syria to begin Saturday. And the London Guardian reports UN inspectors to leave on Saturday, live updates. And so that's the word. I don't know if that's actually the case because momentum is mounting against this. But we're going to break down all the angles of it and get into gun confiscations that are accelerating under federal auspices nationwide. Stay with us. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, I have one question for you. Are you ready? I mean, really ready. Like 24/7 ready to deliver when and where it counts? Look, success in anything in life takes planning. And if you want to deliver a rock star performance every time, you need one simple game plan. Enzyte 24/7. Just one capsule daily is all it takes to ensure you maintain peak performance and are ready to go whenever and wherever. Even better, Enzyte 24/7 is giving away a trial pack to every guy that calls today. Millions of men already count on the potent ingredient in Enzyte 24/7. Don't miss your chance to be unforgettable every time. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Call 800-579-2606. 800-579-2606. Call for your free trial pack now. 800-579-2606. That's 800-579-2606.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we could be just 3 days away from a NATO open bombardment of the sovereign nation of Syria that has had NATO, along with Turkey, who's also a member, and then Jordan, who's affiliated, Israel, who's affiliated but not part of NATO, as well as jihadis out of Iraq, they have been facing a 2.5-year insertion of hundreds of thousands of al-Qaeda and assorted jihadi forces engaging in unimaginable war crimes, killing more than 200,000 people, most of them civilians, by the rebels, who are called activists and protesters, by CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and others. It is unbelievable. It is a war on reality. Now, the good news is, even the New York Times has had to admit that, okay, there's really no proof Assad did this, and the Israeli proof that they put out is actually the top general yelling at his troops saying, you better not be the ones that are behind this. So that's their proof. Why would the Assad regime that's been gaining ground against the al-Qaeda forces in the West and the whole globalist Anglo-American world ganging up on them with the jihadis, why would they do the one thing that allows the open air bombardment by cruise missiles, fighter bombers, you name it? And we've already talked all about that, but the big issue here is the most widely circulated newspaper in Israel is reporting U.S. attack on Syria to begin Saturday. And we have that up on Infowars.com. And the writer that wrote the article has also tweeted. This is a big Likud style paper, very closely associated with Benjamin Netanyahu and those in power in the Knesset. So this, well, I mean, we hope this isn't just saber rattling. This is very, very scary for anybody that understands geopolitically what this means. But U.S. attack on Syria to begin Saturday, onslaught to begin with U.N. inspectors leave. And that is in the London Guardian as well. Syrian crisis, U.N. inspectors leave on Saturday. Live updates. CNN reports Obama, U.S. concludes Syria carried out chemical weapons attack. That came out last night, and then they don't give any proof. Very bizarre, and you saw, of course, Kerry 3 days ago now, the Secretary of State saying, we know they did it, we have conclusive proof, and then 6 minutes later going, we know there was chemical weapons that were released. That's the proof. We don't know who did it. So just incredible to see this going on because they don't have 72% support like they did in Gallup poll and 75% in Pew and others like they had back in March. Was it March 15th of 2003 when the second Iraq war launched? And even though that war was based on fraud and lies and was for defense contractors to make money and to destabilize the Middle East and begin this, you know, that core takeover to be able to invade and destabilize the whole area as they're now doing. That's part of the official PNAC plan, the Pentagon plan, and Wesley Clark's talked about that, and it's on record. Bush did go get congressional authorization, and he did get UN authorization, which I said at the time he didn't need. Though you don't want to start World War III with the Russians, so I guess he did need it. The point is that the real authorization under law has to come from our Congress. They control the purse. They control the war making. The president is given a declaration of war. Now they call it an authorization. Even that's unconstitutional. But see, now they've gotten away from that to just I'll do whatever I want. And NATO's, you know, the reason I can do this. And that authorization, that declaration says who the enemy is, what the goals are. So the Congress is the representative of the people collectively giving the order to the commander-in-chief. And the president doesn't become the commander-in-chief until there's a declaration of war. Okay? They're not a commander-in-chief until there's a declaration. And then we say, this is the enemy. Here's our goals. Here's what to be done. Launch it. Do it as fast as possible. Not, we're under NATO and the UN. And we're going to bomb this country and put al-Qaeda in that country and then fight al-Qaeda in this country. And this is all about America being the muscle for a global empire. And everybody knows that. But we're paying for it and not even getting the spoils of it. So even if you're immoral, you should not want this because you're paying for it. And it's destabilizing the planet. It's extremely dangerous. And this very military-industrial complex that Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. We must guard against them in the councils of government. There is a technological, scientific elite in control, and they are already taking over. This development poses the greatest threat to our nation. I mean, you ought to go watch the 21-minute speech. Because you always just hear, beware of the military-industrial complex. He said the technocrats that run it. Because they came to Eisenhower, Curtis LeMay and L.L. Limnitzer. This has all come out on Frontline, PBS, Declassified. And they said, we want to have a nuclear war with Russia. It's going to happen. We need to launch it first. We'll only lose 10 to 15 million, but if we let them ever strike us first, we'll lose 50, 60 million. We'll lose more than a third of the population. The U.S. population was only like 200 million then. And he said, but they respected him enough because he'd been the supreme commander, Allied commander in the European theater, that he was able to back them down. Kennedy came in, and they're like, look, you're just a PT captain, buddy. We run this show, and we're going to have a nuclear war with Russia. And Kennedy fired them all, so they had the CIA blow his head off, but still that kept him from being able to launch it because they were all kicked out of government. They were all hired right back afterwards, but still cooler heads prevailed, and the Russians knew the plan. And like, wow, these people are really crazy. We're not going to do this. Plus, the Russians then, it's all come out in Solzhenitsyn's book, second book, realized that, oh, my gosh, the bankers are playing us off against each other. They put us in power, the communists. They put Lenin in power. They tried to keep Stalin in power, but he basically got poisoned as well. And so there was a counter coup against the globalists in the Russians. But they were corrupt and evil and oppressive as well. But they lost that red purge. Kill millions every year. Exterminate all the Christians. And there was like secret Christian rebellions within the Russians, within what was left of the white Russians inside. And so the Russians weren't as bad in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. They were still terrible. But like weren't red terror, you know, let's kill everybody. Because they figured that out. And that's why the globalists have hated Russia ever since. Our government is run by globalists, and they ran the Russians until the 50s. Okay? Until the late 50s. Most estimates, mid-50s maybe. The point is this is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And the Russians pay people to have kids. The Russians say the West is run by eugenicists just as the communists were. This is in their newspapers over there. The Russians all know about the Anglo-American New World Order plan. They were under it. The Tsars, Tsar Nicholas was almost identical twin to the King of England. Guys, show Tsar Nicholas next to the King of England. Pull up like 1917. Because they would visit each other. And they were so perfectly inbred that you couldn't tell them apart. In fact, there's photos of them in the same uniforms. And the British, funded with the Rothschilds, took out their cousins. There is no other royalty worldwide that doesn't give fealty to the British crown. That's why they have events every decade at the Tower where all the royalty, including the Emperor of Japan, come. I saw this on C-SPAN once, so we ought to find this. We dug some of this up in their archives last night looking for it. Colin Powell saying, I am under the Queen's command, and Obama saying he basically has fealty to her, all this crazy stuff. But and the Bushes saying it. But the issue is, we need to dig up the footage. Let me think, it was probably like 1992 of the royalty of the world at the Tower bowing to the Queen of England and swearing fealty to her. Because if you don't do that, they will come and invade your country and they will kill you. They will drop hydrogen bombs on you. Yeah, there they are. There is the King of England and Tsar Nicholas, the King of Russia, of the Russian Empire. You could not tell the two men apart, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, I mean, we owe the Russians an absolute apology for letting the bankers conquer us and then do that to them, to put Lenin in. Hundreds of thousands of Americans were shipped in, mainly out of New York. The Bolsheviks took them years to take over. They just started in 1917. And they murdered hundreds of thousands of military officers. It was just hard. After they took the guns. Guys, type in Bolshevik turn your guns in poster. Or communist. And it shows the posters they put out in 1918 when they taken over saying, turn your guns in, it's going to be all right. Then they came and killed everybody. And you can pull this up showing the loving commissar, the local police officer, the communist officer, and it shows guys in uniforms turning them in. And boy, your wives were raped really hard before they were murdered, weren't they? Because they're going to run a red terror here. There it is. That is their plan, ladies and gentlemen, 110%. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. If you go back to Goldman Sachs and the societies that founded that, on record, funding the Bolsheviks. Goldman Sachs funded the Bolshevik Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. The groups that founded that. All of this is pure crystalline evil. Okay? And it's time for everyone to understand how much danger we're in. And the globalists need to start big wars to destabilize the country, just like the Bolsheviks used the end of World War I to take over Russia. This is the exact same. They use the outside threat to set up a police state. And then when they capture the government, they get the police state. It's like they use Al-Qaeda to set up the police state. And then once a decade passes, they flip it and say, oh, no, the Homeland Security's for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, patriots. And now the Israeli papers are reporting, it's multiple papers now, that U.S. attack on Syria to begin Saturday. I don't know if that's true. I hope that's not the case. But Nigel Farage, the head of UKIP, the fastest growing party in the UK, member of the EU Parliament, he says it's on. He says it's happening. He says it's going down. It's been predetermined. It may not be this weekend, but they're going to give that country to Al-Qaeda. for another Red Terror, an Islamo-fascist version, and they're going to murder every Christian.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When the globalists target Syria, they target America to drain our war chest and to demonize our name worldwide. They then take the Muslim hatred of the United States' face and logo being on this tyranny to then energize even more jihadis, which they then direct against their enemies. Because the public is not aware of this divide and conquer strategy. Now, I just mentioned the member of the UK Independence Party, their head, and member of the EU Parliament, Nigel Farage on RT, And he came out and basically said the UK government is the keenest of all on a Syria intervention, has already made up their mind. Here is a clip from RT of that.
Well, now let's discuss the Western powers' eagerness to act on Syria with Nigel Farage, who is a leader of the UK Independence Party and a member of the European Parliament. Mr. Farage, thank you so much for joining us here on RT. Well, as we know, the UK Parliament is being recalled to vote on a response to the alleged chemical attacks in Syria. But why now? I mean, why not wait until the UN investigators finish their job and, you know, come up with some results of their fact-finding mission?
Well, from the very start, it's been the British government, particularly in the shape of William Hague and indeed David Cameron himself, who throughout the entire international community have been the keenest to get involved in Syria, you know, whether it's arming the rebels or now, as we see today, a build-up of warplanes in Cyprus, preparations for cruise missile attacks. This government, the British government, has been the keenest of anybody to intervene in Syria. So that's why they're not prepared to wait. I think they also think that it's unlikely that they will get a resolution passed through the UN Security Council.
And what will happen then? I mean, some of the countries are saying that they do not need that mandate from the UN Security Council. Will they go ahead then with a military action without that?
Well, I mean, international law is something that, people ideally, I would have thought, before launching a military attack would want to have. And I'm sure that if we do go in for military action without UN Security Council approval, it'll be a row that goes on for decades. But ultimately, international law itself is not going to stop the British and the French and perhaps the Americans if they choose to do something.
Well, I mean, we're also hearing that Western powers from the Reuters news agency have told the Syrian opposition that they will strike within days. But does that mean that the decision has already been taken?
Well, I think the answer to that is yes. I think the British government have made their minds up. That's why you've got the build-up in Cyprus today. Parliament's been recalled because I think that throughout the Conservative Party and indeed throughout very large sections of the media in Britain, you know, the questions are being asked, please, Prime Minister, can you tell us what are the aims and objectives of this mission? How can you guarantee that we won't become more deeply embroiled? And so I'm hoping that in 48 hours' time, when the British Parliament meets, we get some answers to those questions. But I have to say that ever since Tony Blair's time, starting off with Bosnia, we seem to go in for foreign wars with alarming regularity, having no real clear objectives or any idea.
That full video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, along with analysis, text analysis. Look, what's happening here is people say we don't know what the motives are. We don't know what the objectives are. The objectives are trillions of dollars in weapon sales every year. You have to expend the other weapons. And then to launch a wider war in the Middle East and to encircle Russia on record, the Pentagon and PNAC plan, to then destabilize that country. I mean, Saudi Arabia 2 days ago on television, Steve Watson wrote an article about it, said, we will launch our al-Qaeda forces against you. Even called them al-Qaeda. I mean, that now it's almost like this stuff's just all coming out in the open. The establishment's like, oh, you know we run the drugs? Sure, we'll have Fox News, BBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC Nightly News all come out in the same week 4 years ago and show troops growing it and loading it on aircraft. Oh, you know we run al-Qaeda? Sure, we'll just put it in all the newspapers. Big deal. It is so lawless and crazy. And then it comes out on InfoWars, and then it comes out in mainstream news that, oh, it looks like the rebels. In fact, they're reporting today, oh, we can't prove Assad did it, and it might actually be the rebels. And they go, well, that's what Kerry said. I mean, he alluded to that. See, he covered it. Boy, he's smart. Yeah, he's real smart. It's like if you wrote a book, you could tell somebody what's in it. That's not smart. You wrote the book. I mean, he called the plays. Clearly, he said it didn't matter days ago. Yeah, he said that because he knew it would come out that they don't have proof and that they're the main suspects. It's so amazing. It's like a war on logic. And that's what it is. They're just trying to acclimate us with mass Stockholm syndrome that I've talked so much about, that have learned helplessness. And to have normalcy bias. I mean, it all comes down to those three terms where we just think this is all normal. I'm going to run through what this attack could look like and what it may do to the economy and why they have real motives.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it.
We see the earth now.
You've got it.
Information is power. I'm going to get back into what's happening in Syria and how this attack may play out and what it may do to the economy and what other countries are saying. They don't want to open the phones up in this hour if we have time, if not in the next hour, to get your take as listeners on the Syria situation, but also all the scandals that we are being diverted and distracted with. And speaking of those, I want to try to cover some of these in the next hour. There's a great site, knowthelies.com, a site where I saw this particular article last week, 100 articles of impeachment against Obama. And I've told my crew to mirror this story up on InfoWars.com so it gets a wider readership, because I read through these 100, and it's very, very accurate. 100 articles of impeachment. Also, there's another one, Freedom Outpost, did 252 documented examples of Barack Obama lying, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, etc. Because for Obama Deception 2, I'm trying to go over the lies and duplicity and the fraud of Barack Obama as a front man. But it's important to study this figurehead and why they chose him as their logo, as their standard, as their teleprompter reading marionette. And there's just no way to plumb the depths of the hoax. Just like our government is illegitimate, run by foreign banks. That's a giant hoax that we even have a government. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. That's a hoax. Vaccines in most cases are deadly and don't even protect you. Their own inserts say it. Then they run the hoax saying there's no side effects in school handout forms, forcing shots through fraud on people, not telling them that there's not a law, lying and saying there is. That's a hoax. Aspartame in every study out there, look it up, makes you get incredibly obese and screws up your metabolism and gives you diabetes and all these studies, but they have the hoax that it makes you skinny. Just everything's a hoax with these people. And then I'm sitting here trying to decipher it all and figure out, well, what do I put in the film? I was up here till 10:30, no, actually 11 last night. I'm not bragging. It's just that there's not enough hours in the day. That's why when people call up and say, you should do this, you should do that, I'm not mad at the caller, but it's like, yes, I want to do more. Yes, I know. I come off like a gibbering moron half the time on radio because sometimes in the morning I'm so burnt out and tired that I can't remember, you know, what I had for breakfast because there's just so much going on. I've taken on too much, and I'm not complaining about that. It's just that in a world of people that halfway pay attention and that just kind of muddle through life, I cannot imagine what it's like to not be concerned about the things that are going on in our world, and that it's almost bad nowadays to care or to be informed. And then I realize people are just delusional. I run into so many losers who imagine they're successful and will talk bad about other people who are successful. Like, oh, they're going to fail, or they're going down, or, oh, they're not doing too good. Like, it makes them feel good. And then they themselves are completely unproductive and unsuccessful and just wicked. And then I look at the good, hardworking people, not just of America, but of the world, who are being sucked off of, who play by the corrupt rules, and I see the ruling establishment, who absolutely are at war with them when it's that group that has supplied them with their empire. You know, when you see Obama talk about his legacy, you know, why did Clinton set up and use al-Qaeda to attack Serbia and then set them up and lie about and exaggerate massacres and then bombard that country's infrastructure? Because they had their own aircraft and automobile manufacturing and were creating a corporate and military and mainly manufacturing center all over the Balkans and were actually lifting up the entire area. Same thing with Libya. Libya had come out of the dark, investing in Africa, working with the West, building giant airways, aquifers, literally lifting up the entire African continent. And so it's now been carpet bombed and the infrastructure's been blown up and it's over. And they're in towns all over that place, just lining Christians, blacks, you name it up, Muslim minorities, you name it, and killing them. And that'll never be on the news. Just the fields of dead bodies and skeletons, the fields of burnt bodies, the fields of dead children, the fields of YouTube videos showing the jihadis, just blacks begging as they're chopped up with machetes because, well, it's cheaper than bullets and it's so much fun. I mean, why shoot, you know, 200 people in a village when you can take your time watching them beg and hacking them up with machetes? And the U.S. government's there to help you and there to put you into try to turn the entire country of Egypt over to you. They'll call you protesters when you kill 25 police in one ambush or turn over Syria to you. And, you know, if in 2.5 years you can't take down a government, why, we'll just come in with a big military bombardment. Drudge put out a tweet yesterday that we retweeted at Real Alex Jones saying, hey, who do you root for in, you know, the build up this fall to what could be World War III? Who do you, in fact, maybe pull it up for me, guys, so I'll read the exact tweet. Who do you root for this fall? Do you root for the U.S., NATO, Al-Qaeda, Assad, the Russians, the Chinese? And see, that's what it comes down to, is that it's just a bunch of crooked governments out of control. So you've got to then ask, well, who's the worst? And then you've got to ask, well, who started all this? Because under common law and common sense, that's who the bad guys are. And then it's the big banks that have hijacked Europe and the U.S., who have got offshore, you know, yachts and islands, who think they're going to be safe. Punching that back up, I'll read the tweet. Thank you. The guys pulled it up on Real Alex Jones. There it is. Who to root for? Rebels, Al-Qaeda, USA, Assad, Putin, China? Just a fall preview. I mean, who do we root for? It's all like a football game to Americans. So many. But actually, I can't say that anymore. It was like a football game with Iraq and Afghanistan for a while until the suicides went off the charts and the troops came back addicted to opium by design because they were ordered on prescription opiates to prime the pump. No, now you got 9% of Americans not supporting this. So I guess Americans aren't as in as big a trance as I thought. I guess Americans are awake to a great extent. But now we see the rogue government who's been attacking Syria illegally, preemptively, aggressively for 2.5 years. They may not attack this week. They may stage some more events to try to build up the idea of, hey, we've got to act, we've got to do something. But if they do act, what does that signify when the Congress, they've got Democrats now joining Republicans, like over 70, it was 50 yesterday, over 70 members of the House. And senators like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are coming out saying, you will come and get authorization. And by the way, you don't have the votes. We're not going to give it to you, but you've got to come to us. You can't get that from NATO. By the way, the UN won't even authorize this. It's not that they're even a good organization. They were set up by the globalists. They realize this could cause World War III. All the different member states, but mainly Russia and China. And it also will discredit the UN. The U.S. is already discredited. The globalists want to have some institutions they control that aren't discredited. See, because remember, they want to bring down America, too. See, the globalists are attacking everybody but themselves. You've got to understand how full-spectrum dominance works from the top of the pyramid. The Eye of Sauron is death. It's attacking everything. I guarantee you, folks, you could have 20 globalists on a space station, you know, 20 years from now, 15 years from now, if they nuked the whole Earth and, you know, it was inhabitable, and they go up there to the Google emergency space station for the elite they say they're building. By the way, that's mainstream news. I don't know if they'll build it, but they're talking about it. They'll be killing each other over, you know, who gets the biggest area in the space platform. Guaranteed. That's the nature of these people. Hell would be being locked with these people forever. But good people have a giant blind spot to psychopaths and sociopaths because we don't operate like they do. Well, we need to start studying psychopaths and inbred genetic psychopaths like royal families, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. All they're doing through the UN is setting up their own new royalty where they have diplomatic immunity, where they're above the law. And now I'll tell this story and then get into the news and then give the number out and take your calls next hour. We've got a bunch of special reports as well. This is how being above the law comes back on you. Because once you create a superclass that is above the law, the minions and the enforcers of that superclass, they're going to want and relish the knighthoods, the UN directorships, the UN judgeships, the bureaucratic Agenda 21 directorships, and they're going to want their own little empires and be greedy. And that's why tyrannies always grow, 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 grow. And the globalists think with robots and computers and automation and centralization and compartmentalization, they're going to keep control of the parasite bloom that always comes politically on the micro and the macro from a development like this. And they've written countless books admitting this themselves. But here's a microcosm example. You can pull up the statistics, you see it in the news all the time, about police chases and police riding tickets being the number one cause of death for police and one of the most dangerous things statistically. I saw numbers a few years ago in the LA Times that police-involved crashes kill more people than drunk driving some years. The two numbers are neck and neck. And to give you an example of this, if you're out on a Saturday night in areas, you will see dangerous drunk drivers. It's scary. They're reckless driving. They should be arrested. Swerving around. That's probable cause. Pull them over. Smell alcohol. Boom. You go to jail. You're right there. But instead, you drink one beer an hour, and they want to go down to 0.5 or whatever and take you to jail. But talking about police, this morning, 7:50, I'm about to leave to go jog and then come to work, try to get here at about 9:30 or so. And the nanny calls up. We have a nanny because my wife homeschools. Comes like 3 days a week. Really nice lady, worked for us for many years. Very sweet young lady. She's crying. I'm going to say her name on air for her privacy. And she's been rear-ended. So, and of course, the person didn't have insurance. I didn't check. Well, I went over the guy. Looked like an illegal alien. But the point is, he was acting like I didn't really speak English. The point is that she's pulled up there in the church parking lot. So I go, to start dealing with that. And she's crying about it because it smashed her in the back. And I said, what happened? Well, these cops shot by. And so everybody just slammed on their brakes because the cops came driving basically through the median, two cop cars. And then she saw it, or she wrecked. They just pulled somebody over. They were just going to give somebody a ticket. And so they pulled over and caused a bunch of cars to run into each other. It was out on 290. The police know about it. They're listening. The wreckers and all that out there. The cops pulled out in front of people. So they all pulled over because God had arrived and ran into each other and smashed each other's cars. Some of the cars couldn't even drive off and be put on wreckers. So I'm driving in at 910 this morning on 290 again. I'm driving in on 290 a few miles past that. And I see up under the First Street Road, First Street Overpass on 290, Ben White as it's known, I see the motorcycle cop that's there 200 days or more out of the year. They're almost always there when I drive to work. Of course, I'm on cruise control because I know that I'm going 70. And there's a car 50 yards ahead of me. They looked like they were going more than 72 miles an hour or whatever because I saw the car. It's like a black Acura. And I see him jump on his motorcycle and as I pass him and zoom right up behind me and then he zooms out and I'm getting ready to tell him how there's fluoride in the water killing him and look into the bioweapon programs and the vaccines and the New World Order. I'm actually looking and I'm getting ready to get my phone so I can erase some videos because it's full. I'm thinking, man, I got to do that. I got to download these. And then he's behind me about 20 seconds. Then he turns out and zooms up behind this woman who's now, he's behind me. I slowed down to about 65. She's now about 500 yards ahead of me. And there's cameras all out there. If the cops want to watch this, of course, they don't. They're probably just celebrated or something, give each other an award for it. And he runs up behind her, starts going like this, pull over to the median. Well, everybody knows you don't pull over to the median, but they do it up on 290 because that's the bigger shoulder. So she starts pulling over to the other side, and he recklessly pulls out in front of more cars in the four lanes, and they all slam their brakes on, and I almost run into them. And then he gets her to pull over, and as I look back, he's just angrily getting off his motorcycle to go chew her out. And this is my day. I mean, I'm driving to work, and people I know are crying, and their cars are smashed up, and wreckers, and police, and I'm just like dodging cops, man. I mean, I'm just dodging this thing that kills as many people on average as drunk drivers. But you don't ever hear hubbub and freaking out about it. You don't see big police billboards, like with the DWI. Click it or ticket, or if you drink, drive, go to jail. We're watching you with, 10 different types of cops pointing their fingers at you like we live in North Korea or something. And I remember in Miami watching the deputy chief when a woman had a First Amendment sign out at a legal and lawful demonstration a few years ago, and it's famous, and they shoot her in the face with rubber bullets and damage her eye, and she's bleeding and crying. And then it shows the deputy chief afterwards with all these SWAT team guys and all these people in battle gear Darth Vader outfits going, I loved it when you shot that lady in the face, and they all laugh about it. Let me tell you something. The cops, now that I said this, may actually go pull the video of this motorcycle cop, which wasn't even that reckless compared to what happened to our nanny this morning. I mean, it's just borderline. I guarantee you they'll laugh about it. Look at how scared they are. You know what? You're going to get calls, a lot of you cops, and I'm sad to say this. This could happen to any parent. I pray to God it never happens to mine, that your son or daughter's going to die in a car wreck. And, you know, maybe they're going to be paralyzed. You know, you're going to get to change their diapers for the rest of your life. Now, see, God doesn't even really judge you. You engage in evil, and then your family's going to be killed by cops. Kind of like that guy who was a cop out in L.A., and then they released a video for 10 minutes while they torture and beat his mentally ill son to death who didn't even resist him. And the cops are getting off on him, begging. You see when he begs, please, daddy, help me. And the cops go, and start getting on top of him. They're going to kill. They're going to kill. They're going to kill. Your kids are going to die at the hands of police. And that's why the New World Order says they want a chip or they want that ID card where they're above the law and left alone. That's what in California alone, almost a million people, government bureaucrats and police, have immunity. Last time I saw it in the San Francisco Chronicle, it's more now undoubtedly, where they don't get tickets, they can run red lights, they're above the law. So see, that's that. Now you're hoping you can do that, but it won't matter. The system is going to kill your children. So roll your sleeves up, give your children some shots, people that serve the government. Like it's a sacrament. Show you support the government. Kill your children.
Chef 5-Minute Meals, the complete self-contained bug-out meal. No water needed to rehydrate this survival food. Everything for a hot home-style meal is already included. Steaming hot in just 5 minutes. Anytime, anywhere. Perfect for disasters or distress, yet great for every day. Shelf-stable for 5 years without refrigeration. For a limited time, buy a 12-pack of assorted meals and get free shipping to the lower 48. Order at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Yeah, all you bureaucrats, all you eugenicists,
Take all your shots. And when your wife's dying young, or your husband's dying young, or your children's dying young, when they beg for daddy, they're dying of the chemical weapon, bioweapon, you can feel good about it and know you sacrificed your child to the New World Order. Just like when you have an abortion. Why not join the satanic church? Get pregnant. Go have abortions for Satan. And that's what you're doing. Why not really get into who you are? It's all about how you're above the law. And see, that was my analogy. And I started talking about the case of Kelly Thomas, whose dad was a retired police officer. And they just come up to him and say, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing nothing. So they start beating him up. And then they just kill him slow. I mean, of course you jump on somebody's neck and have five guys sit on you. And they suffocated him. Daddy, he says it over and over again. They take their time and they kill him. And all his teeth are knocked out and his face is crushed in. And they beat him and beat him and beat him. And I think that's a sacrament to government. Kelly Thomas. And when I think about him begging for his daddy, and I think about my son, it makes me want to throw up. Now, this is just when a couple cops are on him. And again, they teach the cops the threat continuum. You know, if you're hurting somebody and they resist involuntarily, well, we'll just show them. And then more cops show up and they beat him in the face with a flashlight. Here, turn it up. Because, the begging for daddy comes up. We haven't played this for a while. And see, all of you that's...
Take 10 minutes to kill him.
Keep it going. We're on to begging for daddy here.
I can't breathe.
Put your hands back in the back.
Okay, here.
By the way, hit pause.
Please.
Hit pause. They will not. It came out because there's other camera angles that were released. They wouldn't let him put his hands behind the back. They're all sitting on his hands, and when he can't, they take that flashlight, and they just bash his brains out. And that's what the... But see... The slick globalists wear lab coats and give you shots and GMO and fluoride and bash your brains out. In fact, those cops are doing that. I remember seeing them once they got arrested later because they lied about it and it all came out. I mean, they just looked like total idiot thugs, gang members that wanted to go have a job where you know, you can run your motorcycle up on people, you can scream at families, you can whip out in front of cars, make people wreck, and you're in control, so nobody's going to get in trouble. Now, I'm not even attacking the police here. They're where the rubber meets the road. There are a lot of good police that are abhorring, you know, absolutely abhor things like this. The issue here, and what makes this so sick and rips my guts out, is the globalists are doing this on a mass scale all over the world in our name and blaming people for things that they've done. And it shows how what comes around goes around, just like that young man who was killed by the police, tortured to death, just like his dad was a decorated 26-year veteran, retired from a police department nearby, and he came out to the police are now totally evil because they are getting more brutal because they're soldiers now. What do soldiers do? They fight enemies. And if you're a schizophrenic guy, you're going to die. Because you're the enemy. These are warriors who gang up on a schizophrenic guy that weighs 140 pounds. You're tough. You can kill people. The point is that you killed a God's child. See, what you do to other people comes back on you. I see articles all the time where cops run into a thing and kill a cop's daughter. I saw a story like that like a month ago. It's in the news. Like, oh, it killed a cop's daughter. So then they get the cop in trouble. But only because you killed a cop's daughter. What about our daughters? What about our sons?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.